Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, energy is important. It's important to life. And being a good steward is important to both life and energy and other things. Being wise steward is even more essential. We're going to cover energy today, so get energized. We have a lot of the scared and paranoid people listening to a lot of salespeople regarding our industry of energy. They don't like coal, they don't like oil, they don't like any fossil fuels, but the new Green Deal has the same old failing policies. Plus, you can't have one without the other, and it just doesn't work that way. Meaning you can't have some of what they want without having fossil fuel. I've challenged you, my listeners, in 2019 to be the storm. There isn't anything more powerful or energizing than a storm. The wind, the power, the lightning, the electricity, the rain, replenisher, essential for growth, they all serve a purpose. And we welcome our energy today. We welcome our energy specialist, we're going to call him our specialist, Daniel Turner. Daniel is a storm. He's been storming around this nation trying to bring common sense back into our industry of energy and expose the lies and protect the jobs of Americans. Welcome back, Daniel. How you been doing?
Beth Ann, it's always a pleasure to be back with you, and happy 2019 and happy 2007 show, I guess.
You're right. Look at you. It is 2007, and happy 2019 to you, too. I think it's going to be a big year. What do you think?
It is, and I'm glad you want to talk about the new Green Deal and all things energy, because there's going to be an awful lot of challenges. We still have a president who supports the energy industry, but we've got a Congress now, or at least one chamber, as Ms. Ocasio-Cortez would call it, one of the branches of the three branches of Congress.
The tippy top.
You know, if your listeners were only willing to pay their fair share of 70% taxes, we could have a Green New Deal. And so shame on them for being so selfish.
Yeah. She's dangerous, but she does crack me up. You know, but she is extremely dangerous, and the fact that people are listening to her is really disheartening. But I was watching her last night, and they were playing snippets of the interview that she had on the mainstream media there, and I think she talks like a little girl. Mm-hmm. She just talks like a little kid. It's like, seriously, who paid for that education? And, you know, we're supposed to be the deplorables and the ones that just aren't quite sophisticated enough to understand these things. Jeez. It was the tippy-tippy top. Only the tippy-tippy top will have to pay all of that. 70%.
Exactly.
It could go that high.
I saw someone point out on social media that just like Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, when she's interviewed, she puts on a very childlike voice, which is an affectation, and I think it does eschew criticism because she sounds like a little kid, and I don't think that is accidental. And
you think
so
they do that because they're talking down to us as if we were children, or why do you think they do that?
Well, I think it's a defense mechanism so that you can't attack their principles or their positions, because they just sound like innocent little children, and who would attack the naivete of a child?
A mother would tell them, you know better than that.
Yeah.
I think you know better than that.
And she uses that voice when she wants to talk about serious issues. And again, congratulations to her for winning that primary. She defeated, no doubt, a very powerful incumbent. She knocked on a lot of doors. So congrats to her. She deserves credit for that win. But she also needs to remember that she got 15,800 or so votes in one district in New York City. She got 4% of the population to turn out for her. And that does not empower her to dictate to the rest of America what our policies look like. That's not what congressmen do. And so I just find it bizarre that this young freshman from New York thinks that because 15,000 people in Queens elected her, that she gets to tell people in West Virginia what their energy is going to look like.
Yeah, she's a little full of herself right now, and she's pretty proud, and I guess she has made some accomplishments. But it is scary because we see these pictures in Venezuela, and we know that they had the most, they were the richest country, and maybe not the richest, but they were a very wealthy country, and now they're starving. You know, they're digging in the garbage. They're having to get, and, you know, their dictator isn't even allowing food to be brought into them. I mean, this is, it's getting serious, and that's what they're looking at. This new Green Deal, and I don't know all the details of it, but it's got a lot of socialist policies in it, you know, like national health care. That's in the new Green Deal. Well, what does that have to do with energy? And, you know, it just goes on and on. It's just another way to capture the people. And you throw free out there and, you know, you can get them almost to buy anything.
Absolutely. And we're working right now to put together a larger expose of the details of this Green New Deal. And make no mistake, there aren't a lot of details, and that's intentional. Mm-hmm. Because it's like what Nancy Pelosi said 8 years ago. We need to read the bill, or we need to pass the bill in order to learn what's in it, right? They don't like details, because details you have to debate.
And you have to get them right.
You do.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't always get the details or the exact numbers correct, and she defended herself. Well, sometimes it's more important to do the right thing than to have the right details. I'm going, oh, my God.
Exactly, and that's a very scary proposition to think that I don't need to have truth on my side as long as what I see myself doing is morally justifiable. That really is the end justifies the means. That's Machiavelli. That is truly Hitler-esque. And they're the ones who always accuse us of being Hitler. But when she said, you know, I'm not worried about being factually correct, I'm worried about being morally right. If your morals are not based on facts and truths, then they're not morals. It's called dictatorship. Mm. And Anderson Cooper, like the good media lapdog he is, just kind of sat there and nodded and didn't say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, he did say it's important to have the facts right, not like he ever does.
Yeah.
But he did say that.
No.
And she goes, oh, yes, absolutely. So
yeah.
It's scary. It really is scary that we have socialists like this that are leading the way and that anybody's listening to them. You know, where was Venezuela before? I mean, were they listening to the same kind of lies about free health care and no borders? I mean, Congress should be taking care of the borders instead of taking care of all this other stuff.
Here's where she's showing herself to be a 29-year-old, and that's not a comment to make fun of younger people, comes with age. With age comes experience and vision and knowledge, and she is too young to remember probably the beginning of the Hugo Chavez regime in Venezuela. She is too young to remember the Berlin Wall and East Germany and the battles in the Olympics and et cetera, which I, at 44, am old enough to remember. And so it is crazy that somehow she says, well, we don't want to be Venezuela, we want to be Sweden. I guarantee you Hugo Chavez said the same thing to his people. We're going to be like Sweden, and look at what happened.
Well, we're headed into a break. I do want to talk more about the energy, and I want to give you a congrats on expanding there with Power of the Future. I want to talk about that just a little bit. I want to let you brag. And you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. If you've got any questions or comments for Daniel, you can give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visit the website, powerthefuture.com. It's just that simple, powerthefuture.com. And Daniel and Bethann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. PowerTheFuture.com. You need to go there, see what's going on. He's got blogs there. He writes, he talks, he travels, he goes everywhere. Daniel, you've got you're expanding, and I'm pretty excited for you. Let's talk about your expansion into Alaska right now, and what you know. Alaska's going to be a forefront here. Let's talk about that some.
Yeah, you know, I've spent some time in Alaska as part of Power of the Future's mission, but as your listeners know, it is far away from the continental United States, and it's a peculiar environment, and we needed to hire someone in Alaska to be our Alaska State Director who knows the state, who knows the issues, and has the same passion for energy workers in Alaska that the organization does. And so we're very excited, found a great candidate. His name is Rick Whitbeck, and he started there on the 1st of January. And we're hiring several state directors, actually. There's not a national climate, despite what Ms. Cortez believes, or Congresswoman Cortez believes, there isn't a national climate for radical climate and energy activism. But there is opportunity for the Greens on the state level, and that's where the battles really are. So Alaska is critically important, Louisiana, New Mexico, Colorado, even California. So we're expanding on the state level, and this will give us just an inroads with local communities, local workers, and will just make us a stronger organization. So I'm really excited about 2019.
Well, we want to know all about those when you get those. I know that you're looking for directors, and let us know, and we'll help with that if we can.
Thank you.
Also, I was going to go back on the New Green Deal for just a minute, and then I want you to do a little bragging on the president. I saw your blog where you're bragging on the president and the price at the pump. I got a big kick out of this. This is your blog about Elizabeth Warren. She wants to go with the Green New Deal. She's following Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and because she's the new kid on the block, and she's the popular kid right now. So they're all going to follow her, and which I find a little bit humorous in and of itself. But I want to laugh at Elizabeth just a little bit because she's trying to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I don't know if you witnessed her Instagram that she was trying to go out. And I kind of get this a little bit. We're trying to do some things here a little different with the social media, the YouTube and all that. I haven't got brave enough to go live with the YouTube. We're going to do that. We're going to, try to get brave here in the next few weeks and go live with the show on YouTube. But she did her Instagram, and she's showing everybody that she's just a regular old Joe drinking her beer and stuff. I got a big kick out of that. I'm thinking, you should have practiced a little bit first, maybe. But I thought that was kind of funny.
Like you said, we all have to try new ways to reach our audience.
We do.
And we use social media as well. I've never seen someone more uncomfortable in their own kitchen, which was a very odd video. But what I found condescending is when she's a Harvard professor, blue blood from the Northeast. She speaks perfect English. To pat myself on the back, despite my awful Queens accent, which I'll never lose completely, I speak pretty perfect English as well. It would be so condescending if I said, oh, I'm on with Beth Ann, and that's rural America, so I'm going to start talking, get down, and go and get me some. And you would say, why are you speaking like that? Do you really, that's what you think of us?
Now, don't make fun of my accent here. You know, the you-ins and y'alls and all that. And somebody was laughing over the weekend where I was because they had text. I was texting with, they were raised in Texas, but live in New Mexico right now. And they were texting to the rest of us cousins, and he was actually texting y'all. And brother-in-law of mine said, well, I may talk like that, but I don't text like that. I looked at him. I said, I do. And they said, well, does it pop up? I said, all you got to do is put YA in, and y'all pops up.
It pops up for you, exactly. But here's Elizabeth Warren on her Instagram saying, I'm going to go get me a beer. She doesn't speak like that. So why did she speak like that on this presidential announcement? Does she think people in states that she despises, states like
they're trying to get the Trump supporters, and that's what we are. We're the uneducated, unsophisticated.
Exactly.
We lack our teeth. We don't have all our teeth. And, we're easily swayed because we don't know what we're doing. And I had to confess to my listeners yesterday, maybe I am missing a few teeth. I never, ever, ever cut wisdom teeth. So maybe I am missing a few teeth. But...
Yes, that is condescending.
I agree with you.
Remember Hillary had the hot sauce in her purse when she was at an African-American church? And, this is the type of pandering that just makes people sick. And quite honestly, this is the type of non-pandering that Donald Trump did that made him win. He would show up to rural America
and
suddenly put on a... Yeah, he didn't put on a denim shirt and work boots like Mitt Romney to say, I'm one of you. He showed up in a $5,000 suit and his red tie, because that's how he dresses. And people had more respect for that than they did the Marco Rubios who are suddenly pretending that they happen to own a pair of steel-toed boots.
Or digging thing boots.
Exactly.
It's like a guy that wants everyone to believe that he's the old guy on construction crew, and he shows up with all new tools and new tool belt and new boots. I think they know right away. Tools are shiny, and his leather is still, it's not softened up yet because he hasn't used it enough.
Yeah,
it is condescending, and that is one thing, with President Donald Trump. He is who he is. You may not always like the way he says things. You may not always like the way he counterattacks, but he is who he is. He doesn't pretend to be somebody else like Mitt Romney.
Yep.
He doesn't pretend to be somebody else. Mitt Romney thinks he's got all these morals and this high integrity, and yet what did he do as soon as he became senator? He stabs the man he asked the endorsement for in the back. And that's not a gentleman. And that's not a friend.
No.
So, anyway.
No, that's just a great point. That's a great point. We need authenticity. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren signed on to this Green New Deal. Others are going to do it. It's going to be the leading. It will be the litmus test for the left, the way and the height of the Ralph Reed Christian coalition of the 80s, the way abortion was for the right.
Do you think they're going to subscribe to this?
Absolutely. This will be the number one issue.
For the presidential campaign with the Democrat Party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't think it will be for President Donald Trump.
No. No. And this is where they'll beat each other up, because who can run on a platform saying, I'm going to tax you 70%, especially when we finally got a tax break and wages are finally going up.
Look at me,
they
I'm all
can't
moral.
Run against. Yeah.
But I'm going to take from your children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And as she said, you know, radicals like Abe Lincoln and Teddy and FDR, which, again, to put yourself in that category at 29 after 3 days in Congress, well, Abraham Lincoln and FDR, why, you think pretty high of yourself, don't you? Why didn't you use Gandhi and Jesus at the same time? You know, you don't even know how to get from the House floor to your office without getting lost, and you're suddenly going to tell the rest of us about what you're going to do in our lives?
You need to be in your seat before the bell rings, you know. Well, it's interesting, and you know, it's really ugly what's going on, and we're running out of time. I know you have to board another plane, and I'd hate to try and keep up with you, I'll tell you that. But, you know, I wanted to get into Governor Jerry Brown a little bit, but, you know, President Donald Trump, he doesn't get pats on the back enough, so let's do that. We haven't got a whole lot of time. Let's pat him on the back some with what's going on with our gas prices.
It's Donald Trump's policies, but it's the hard work of America's energy workers, because despite Venezuela, the amount of barrels of oil in the world is a fixed price. It's a fixed number, right? OPEC is cutting production. Venezuela is down 600,000 barrels because of their socialist misery, right? And yet gas prices are still very low in America, and that's only because we are pumping out more and more and more. We are compensating for what the rest of the world's failures are. And that's because we have a president who supports these policies, and because we have men and women who are working hard every day. And that's something to celebrate. And that's something that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the radical left denigrate, and they do not understand and do not respect. And that's why they're a threat.
She ought to fill up with gas here in the state of Missouri, because I think we have, if not the cheapest, one of the cheapest prices and costs at the pump here in the state of Missouri. That's because we don't know better. So, Daniel, I know you got to go. I wish you could stay the whole time, but I know you got to go.
Me
we
too.
Wish you great luck. Don't
I'm
be
sorry.
A stranger. We'll have you back here real soon, okay?
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Daniel.
Man.
Appreciate it. We're headed into a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about health care, because, you know, it should be free for everyone, shouldn't it? Or is that unconstitutional? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products,
So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've got a couple of things here I'm going to share with you. One, we're going to talk a little bit about Affordable Care Act. Now, if you'll remember, whenever this very first started, I told you right off the bat, there is nothing constitutional about national health care. This is coming, and I have shared many of their articles with you, and it is a long article, so I will not read it in its entirety. But it is coming from Jane Orient. She's an MD. She's the executive director of Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. These are the rebels. They use common sense. And perhaps we need to get them back on. I wish they would actually come on and be sponsors of the show because they have some good stuff. They are not just smart in their field, but they use their brains in other ways. So she has titled this, So What If ACA, which is Affordable Care Act, is unconstitutional? She says stocks of hospitals and Medicaid contracted managed care companies plunged on the announcement of Judge Reed O'Connor's ruling that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Some advertisers consider this a buying opportunity, expecting that the ruling will be reversed on appeal. This shows who the important stakeholders truly are. Medicaid managed care contractors get a monthly payment for each enrollee. Now, if you go back and you remember when Hillary Clinton fixed health care, back when Bill Clinton was president of the United States and the gigolo of the D.C., she came up with this grand idea of HMOs and PPOs, but you no longer could keep your doctor. And you couldn't just go to a specialist. You had to go through the gatekeeper. And even your medications all had to be approved with some guy in a suit behind a desk in an insurance company. So you no longer had control over your health care. Somebody else did. So if you got, and I was in the health care industry at that time. So let me go on with this. So they get paid, and that's exactly what HMOs were and PPOs. Your physician that was your primary physician, your gatekeeper, he got paid for how many he had signed up. So even if you never went to the doctor, he got a monthly check because your name was on his list. Okay? Now you think, well, that's a good thing for the doctors. Well, we would think so, but it didn't really go that well for them because they lost people because they could only have certain ones signed up. So let's move on. It says whether they got paid whether you had care provided to you or not. And the majority of newly insured people are in expanded Medicaid, and the vast majority of Medicaid people, of recipients, are in managed care. The quality of coverage may be very poor. In fact, all of the ACA coverage is likely to be worse than the plans many had before ACA. And that goes back when, like I said, I was in that industry when the HMOs and the PPOs hit, and everyone was confused, including the doctors. Because all of a sudden you couldn't go to the same doctor, you couldn't go to the same laboratory to have your blood drawn, and you couldn't go to the same pharmacy. You were dictated where to go and who to use. And your doctor was told what he could do, what service he could provide for you, and what he couldn't. So if you had something that was chronic, and he's been your family doctor, maybe you got lucky enough to keep your family doctor, and he just wanted to start you out with, he's already gone through all these other little steps with you in the past. And he wants to jump ahead because he knows that's what's going to help you. No. The insurance company says, no, you have to start back here at stage one and work your way back up to that. So no, it wasn't a good thing for the doctors necessarily. So let's go on. It says, in fact, all of ACA coverage is likely to be more worse than the plans many had before the ACA. Forced to take added risks by the pre-existing protections insurers cut quality. They, through narrow networks, limited drug formularies, and various ploys to make themselves unattractive to people with expensive problems. Insurers who can't turn a profit. Or have a loss rather than an excess if they are non-profit, leave the market. Then there's less competition for the big players skilled in the system's gaming. Less competition. The Affordable Care Act, as I said from the very get-go, was designed to fail and fall to one provider. Now let's go on. Where in the Constitution does Congress get the authority to outlaw the plans that millions have chosen to purchase to help pay medical bills and force them to buy a product that they can't afford and don't want? Remember all the nuns that were supposed to be buying and providing contraceptions? It is nowhere to be found in the Constitution. And this is why the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons challenged is constitutionally as soon as ACA passed. They immediately spoke up and said, listen, this is wrong. This is wrong, okay? And I want to read one more phrase here, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Since the deal, however, the Constitution has been taken to mean whatever a judge says it does. Various judges have handed down differing rulings on the ACA. In 2012, at 5-4, U.S. Supreme Court majority held that the Commerce Clause, which allows Congress to regulate interstate commerce, does not extend so far as to allow Congress to make people buy something. Yeah. ACA would have been declared unconstitutional, except that, you know, the one that's supposed to be a conservative, Chief Justice Roberts, found a way to save it. He declared the shared responsibility payment of individual mandate, the penalty for not purchasing an acceptable plan, to be a tax. Before that, proponents argued that it was not a tax. The government's taxing power is virtually unlimited, so the mandate to purchase insurance isn't really forcing you to buy a product, which would be unconstitutional. You have the choice of, is it a choice of paying a tax instead? Now, this is a long article, and it is really, really good. If you'd like to have it, you just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. So, why is ACA, or what if ACA is unconstitutional? We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm still getting mine. How are you about that?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, when I was listening to what you were talking about health care, it struck me that what you were saying illustrated an old saying. You know, sometimes these old sayings can sum up a situation just real simply and give you a principle to go by that if you would just remember the simple principle, you know, this would give you really guidance in what's good and what's bad for you.
Well, and you do that in your life. I know you've shared that before, and I really admire you for that.
Yeah. And well, thank you. And the thing that I'm thinking about in this case is there's an old saying that whoever pays the piper calls the tune. And so if the government is, so, you know, these socialists talk about single-payer health care, the government's going to pay. Well, in that case, if the government pays, you're not going to get the health care that you want. You're not going to get the health care that's good for you. You're going to get the health care that the government wants. You're going to get the health care that the government can.
And we are out of time. I'm sorry, Joe. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I apologize. I need to move on, but I'm going to let Joe finish his comment about health care real quick. Joe.
Yeah, so as I was saying, there's this old saying, whoever pays the piper calls the tune. And so that means that if the government is paying for your health care, as the socialists who want the single-payer system want, then you're going to get the health care that the government wants you to have, and that's good for the government, not necessarily what you want or what's good for you. And the same with insurance. If the insurance company pays, then you're going to get the health care that the insurance company thinks you should have, that's good for the insurance company and not necessarily what's good for you. And you know, it's like, suppose somebody offered to buy all your food for you for the rest of your life. Well, and if you went for a deal like that, then you get the food that that person thinks you should have, not necessarily what you want or what you like. And if somebody offers to build you a house, you know, and then, and if you take them up on a deal like that, you know, if somebody would offer you a deal like that, that you get the house that they think you should have, you know, that they want you to have, and not necessarily something that you like or that you fits your lifestyle.
Then they got the money. Yep.
yeah. Whoever pays the piper calls it tune. Remember that's a good principle to go by in this health care. And, you know, if people would remember that and go by that, things would be a lot better.
I think you're absolutely right. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you putting it like that. Appreciate it. I mentioned to you the other day, you listeners, that I had another editorial from Ed. Now, Ed dropped in to see me this morning, and he hasn't been in for a long time. We go way, 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 way back. I hate to tell you how old, how far, how many years back it is, but way, 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 way back. And he writes a letter to the editor here in this little town where we have a newspaper. And a lot of times they are rejected because he is extremely conservative and he's a very outspoken Christian. But they have a new person there now, and they're kind of anxious to get his articles, his editorials. So he says, "Dear editor, As I write this, the 2018 facts are in. Over 7.8 million illegal invaders this year attempted to purchase a firearm in the United States. Although they are illegally here in the first place, attempting to purchase firearms is also illegal, and not one of them was arrested or prosecuted. Thank you, Democrats. Now, I have to put in, Ed is a Democrat. He was a registered Democrat. California, a Democratic and sanctuary state, will soon bury a police officer, and of course we all watched this over the weekend, a legalized citizen, a husband, and a father, who were shot and killed by an illegal invader who was illegally carrying a gun. This should make every U.S. citizen furious with the Democrat Party and its open border policy, but apparently it doesn't. So, as public service, I'm going to remind the readers, or my listeners, of other glaring hypocrisies that seem to be the very fabric of the now Democrat Party. Democrats love to boast that they no longer support slavery as they did 130 years ago when they divided the country over that issue. In 1859, they shouted, "We can't grow crops without a cheap labor." Today, they say, "Without the dreamers," a Democrat euphemism for slaves, "we can't get anyone to do the menial jobs, do dirty jobs for less than minimum wage." So tell me, what's the difference between a slave and a dreamer to the Democrats? The answer is nothing as long as they vote for a Democrat. Democrats scream bloody murder over the lives of two children of illegal invaders who died in Mexico under medical care. But they support conception to death, abortion, in the United States and ignore the thousands of babies murdered at the hands of Planned Parenthood at taxpayer expense. Except, of course, for the profit from the body parts of aborted children, which were auctioned off to the highest bidder. Oh, by the way, not one elected Democrat supported Kate's Law. Democrats gave lip service to a southern border wall during the Obama administration, but, they will keep the government shut down before blaming it forever and blaming it on President Donald Trump. Because they don't want him to fulfill his campaign promise to build one. Whose interests are they serving? The Democrat parties or the people who elected them? The answer is one or the other, but not both. Democrats say the border walls don't work, but they have worked in Israel, around the Vatican, and apparently they work around their homes, their own houses as well, because most of them have included, and including Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Barack H. Obama, and the Clintons. Those who don't have them around their homes live in gated communities. Democrats have recently used the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, as an example of why they want open borders. But Democrat leaders kicked God and all mention of him out of their party in the 2016 Democrat convention. Well, they did it, and they booed him in the 2012 convention. The only time that they cite God or Jesus is when they need camouflage for their insane campaign against American citizens. Fortunately, he says, those who read the Bible regularly recognize that these Democrat biblical analogies are misappropriated and out of place with reality. And by the way, wasn't it the master himself who said to the Democrats of his day, "You people strain a single gnat out of your soup, but ignore the camel you are swallowing and concern yourself with the speck of dust in your neighbor's eye while ignoring the ceiling beam in your own." The list of hypocrisy goes on into infinium. The rest will have to wait. He says, P.S., all of this goes double for you rhinos in the Republican Party as well. Shame on you. And Ed signs it with his name and his address. Well, I will not give. But I, you know, Ed is absolutely right. He only can use so many words for the paper. But when you stop and think about it, Mary and Joseph were forced to go to Bethlehem. They didn't go to Bethlehem because they wanted to go to Bethlehem. They were being taxed. And they had to go to their homeland to pay their taxes. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes she has a good heart. Some people want to say, I think she has good intentions. I don't feel that way. Because they don't even know their constitution. She thinks she can run for president. Well, she's 29. You have to be a little older than that. A little more experienced than that. I'm not sure that the experience she's going to get is going to make her wiser. But we can pray that it will. Because she's obviously got the energy to push her ideas and to force you into paying 70% tax. Because you're evil if you drive your car. You're evil if you crank up the heat in your home. You're evil if you have a job in the coal factory, in the coal industry. Come on, folks. America, you know, who built this? We did. We did. Not legislators. We did. We the people. We're the ones who go to work every day. We're the ones that work hard. There is nothing constitutional about their energy concepts. And there's nothing constitutional about the taxes that they force on us. And there's nothing constitutional about national health care. But there is constitutional about them securing the borders, which they will not. But we must bring America.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CST Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CST Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.